Good evening. Good to see you all out this evening. Appreciate your presence. You probably already know, tonight we're doing our service of thanks that we do every year. I appreciate y'all coming out to be a part of that. Brother Dave and Brother Kevin are going to be reading the papers that you submitted here pretty soon. Before we do that, we're going to go to God in a word in prayer. After we do that, there's going to be a short video before Brother Dave gets up and he reads his. If you would, please bow with me now as we go to God in prayer. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity that you've given us this evening where we can come together and we can encourage one another. We can hold up you and the things that you've blessed us with, and we can give thanks to you. Ever since your people have been coming together, Lord, they've been gathering together to offer thanks to you and praising your name, and we do so this evening. We pray that our worship and this service would be acceptable to you and encouraging to all who have come. We also come to you this evening, Lord, on a more serious note. Sister Alyssa, who's been admitted to the hospital and has blood clots in her lungs, we know that's a serious thing, Lord. And we thank you, especially tonight, for this opportunity where we can come together as a family and we can bring her before you and we can pray that you would watch over that situation. We know you are, Lord. We know you do. But we want to lift up our desires to you, Lord, that you would care for her. And whatever needs to be done to solve this situation, that you would aid in that and protect her and watch over her and bring her back to be with us so that she can join in giving thanks to you and praising your name along with the family here, Lord. We ask that you'd watch over all of us and be with us through this service. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Good evening. We're going to be holding the mics tonight so we can record the whole session. When they're in the stands, we don't get such a good reception with them. So Kevin and I will be holding them as we read the papers that we've been given. And I have two sections, like Kevin does. One is for adults and one is for children, which I'm glad that we have both involved in our service tonight of giving thanks. I'm going to start with one from the children. I always like the one from the children, okay? They're very simple in what they think about. The first one I have says, I am thankful for friends, mom, and dad. See, that's as basic as it gets. The other one says, I'm thankful for school, food, church, family, holidays, that could be because Thanksgiving and everything, Christmas coming up, earth, leaders, drinks, history, the Ten Commandments. This one says, I am thankful for a congregation, food, water, prayer, and worship. This one says, I am thankful for my friends, family, God, food, Bible, laws, and that I'm loved. This one says, "My friend, I'm thankful for my friends at school, getting two dogs, teachers at school, my family, and God keeping my family safe while traveling a lot this year." I'm waiting to see if I get one on the parents for the two dogs. This one says, "I am thankful for the police officers and my dad, nurses like my mommy, Christmas and farms, food and books, and the Bible, sisters, houses, Santa, my whole entire family, fruit, and iPads." And I'm still trying to figure out the correlation between this one, unless you can just see the apple on the iPad. "And lights, fruit, iPads, and lights. God, words, numbers, and schools. Getting to make things, colors, and water that I drink every day." And like I said, they get very basic. And it was Jesus that said, "Unless you become as a child, you shall not in no wise enter into the kingdom of heaven." So sometimes basic thoughts are the good thoughts. Now on to the adults that I have. And I will do the best to read. It's not their problem, it's mine in trying to decipher. This one says, "I am thankful that God so loves us that he gave us his son. That Jesus loves us and sacrificed himself so I can have the hope of salvation. For the church, the family of Christians, for the ones in NC, in North Carolina, is what I'm going to take that, that has helped my family and me grow for the last 14 years. For my Christian family here at East Alton, for your love of God and his word, for your faithfulness, your love for one another and us, for your help, support, encouragement, and example. For the Dugan family, for John's willingness to help us move, drive a truck on that long trip, for Jen and the kids sacrificing time with John so he could help us. Dale has a good job, one he likes, and that is a good place to work. To have my family together again. For the time we had apart, it helped me realize my dependence on God. It made me stronger in my faith and more aware of God working in my life. God taught me to do what I could and give the rest to him." That's not an easy thing. That's not an easy thing to say that. To where a person says, "Okay, I've done all I can do with this. The rest is up to you." So it kind of reminds me of that one song where a lady's driving and she no longer can keep control. So she said, "Jesus, take the wheel." That's a hard thing to do. It really is. But it's an admirable thing that I think Christians can depend on. "For my children, each one is a blessing. My children are helping me learn patience. That Sean and Shelby have committed their lives to Christ and that they continue to grow in faith and knowledge. I hope I pronounced this one right. That Shaden and Shelly love God, and I pray that love will continue to grow. For family and friends that make me a better person. For the freedoms we have in this country. For the men and women who serve in the military to protect those freedoms. For all the physical and material blessings that I don't have time and space to enumerate. Thanks be to God for all the things, for every good and perfect gift comes from him." Looking back on the year, the richest blessings are forefront. God blesses continually. Some serious trials in our life is being overcome. Serious illnesses are healing and do have a good prognosis. One of my children is working his way back to the Lord. Praise God. So many prayers have been answered here in our church family with God's help. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Thank you, God, for my life and his guidance. Amen. The next one says that they're thankful for many successful surgeries in the church family. Time to appreciate the outdoors and God's creation. Thankful for new members in the church family. Thankful for a steady, well-paying job in this economy. Thank you for personal health and the ability it gives me to help others. An abundance of caring friends. Time with family and extended family. Thankful for the ability to vacation and visit more friends and family. Being part of a congregation where everyone is so welcoming and you are comfortable bringing visitors, this is something that should not be taken for granted. I believe this is a result of loving leadership and loving members. I would say that's not just leadership. That is the whole congregation. This congregation has a concern for everybody in it and any visitor that comes into it. I've not been around one that shows as much love as this one does. And to everybody all the time. And I would like to say thank you for that, because it just makes my job and Kevin's job very easy. And we're thankful for Brother Forrest, his excellent lessons, his example of selflessness, as well as his family's example of hospitality and serving others. This one says, I am thankful for God and Jesus and the strength they give me to live each day for them. I'm thankful for my family and church family. I'm thankful for good health for me and my family. I'm thankful for this country and the freedoms we have. I am thankful for lower gas prices. This one's getting back to the basics. I'm thankful for that also. I am thankful for opportunities to be a light and a good example for others. I am thankful for my job and the means that God provides for me and my family. I am thankful for the abilities I have to be able to work and support my family, to be able to help others in need, to be able to contribute to the worship here in East Alton and the work we do. I have been blessed with good health, a great family, a good job, an awesome God who watches over me with wisdom, power, and love. This one starts off with Isaiah 52:7. So if you have your Bibles, want to turn, you can follow along. This one says, how beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who publishes peace, who brings good news of happiness, who publishes salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. Here are the feet of those who bring good news are pictured as a beautiful thing. The joy, comfort, hope, happiness, and good words they bring make a wonderful, beautiful thing. This is how I feel about my brethren as I see them showing brotherly love the way God wants them to. How beautiful are the feet of my brethren as they obey our Lord and love one another as they go about, serving each other and showing concern for each other in their actions, as they care for each other and hold each other up. It is beautiful to me because God knows I need their help. When I receive help and encouragement from my brethren because they love the Lord, it fills me with the thankfulness to the Lord and appreciation for my brethren. Seeing Christ working through them solely out of love is amazing to me, and one of those things that almost seems too good to be true when I see it happening. I am so thankful for those who overlook an offense out of love because God knows I offend. I think we all do that. Anyone here not offended someone? That's what I thought. And I'm probably the worst of all in that field. This one says, I am thankful my widowed mother was kept safe and healthy during 2014. I am thankful she is still here to share in her children and grandchildren's and great-grandchildren's lives. I am thankful for Kevin and David and the love and care they give to this flock. We are broken people, and I know we keep them busy. I am thankful for all the new families now in our congregation and the many and diversified people we are. It truly amazes me when I think about God's love and how His love erases all lines and binds us as one family. Oh, how the world needs God's love to do the same. I am thankful for the answered prayers for our church family. I know God answers all our prayers, but some of the prayers that God's will was the same as ours are. James and his kidney, Eugene, Teresa, Jerry's surgery success, Jerry Wright's pregnancy. There are so many more we could add to this list. I am thankful for Forrest and the kind and gentle way he teaches us. The amount of time and effort he puts into his sermons is evident. And I am so grateful for men like Forrest and Jerry who devote their lives to sharing the gospel. I could go on and count the blessings God has given this congregation and me personally as well, but there would be not enough time to read the list or enough paper to put it on. I end by saying, praise God from whom all blessings flow. I'll have to agree with that. That sounds a little bit like John, that Jesus did many more things than were written, lest the world not have enough paper to print it on. I also have my list, and it sounds a lot like the list that we have here. But I thought I would share mine and let you know that it is mine. And I hear one laughing back there. They don't know what's on it, do they? Mine starts out with, I'm thankful that God listens to us. I can't, at this time, leave this area and walk into the White House and demand an audience with the president. I would be thrown out. But I do have the ability to go in and have the audience of one greater than himself at any time I want it, and that's the Almighty God. I can at any time of any day have his audience to listen to me, and that's one thing I'm eternally grateful for, is that any of us at any time can have that full attention from him. I'm also thankful for the growth of this congregation, and I think that's shows a merit for everyone here where we've had days where we invite visitors and we make a special effort to bring friends. And it's a testament to this congregation that when someone comes here, they look at us and say, this is someplace I would like to stay. And that's got to do with everyone here, everyone in the congregation. I'm thankful for those this year that were baptized into the faith, because there's now more souls in God's book to be read at the end of time. I'm thankful for those who were once baptized but have fallen away and have come back and been restored, because they realize that the treasures of heaven far outweigh the treasures of this earth. I'm also thankful for those who had successful operations. And I know that our prayers have been heard. And I know our prayers have been heard for Alyssa tonight. And God knows the desires of our hearts, because He does listen to us. I'm thankful for the closeness this congregation has, because like I said, it makes Kevin's job and my job very easy. I know of no animosity in this congregation at all. Everyone talks to everybody. Everyone greets everybody. There's no one in here that would not spend time with someone if they needed it or help move. There's always someone in this congregation that can meet the need. And that I am thankful for. I'm thankful for Forrest. The lessons that he brings and the time that he devotes to that is not an easy chore. I've watched this man over the years that we've had him, and he can deliver a lesson and in one lesson hit those that are young in the faith, those that are just halfway through in their understanding, and those that are in deep faith. And he can hit every one of them in one lesson. And to me, that is just an amazing talent. And he can do it time and time again. To be able to preach and to have something for everybody in the audience all at once, that truly is a talent. And I am extremely thankful that we have him in our church. And I'm also thankful because I know he is a big part of why we've grown, too. I'm thankful for each day God allows me to stand another day on this earth. There's not a morning that goes by that I don't give him thanks that I now have another day that he's granted me. I'm thankful for my family, and I'm thankful for Katie's pregnancy that's going well. Connie and I will be grandparents again. So I'm thankful for that. But I have one more thing that I want to share with you that I'm thankful for. And it's in John 14, 1 through 3. And I guess this is the greatest thing that has always been with me that I am thankful for. It says, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also." That was written to the apostles and spoken to them, but I think it's spoken to each one of us, that Jesus is preparing a place for us. That's a comfort to us. That's something to be very thankful for, to know that our final destination after all this will be in heaven. And all the ones that have passed on before us will be there waiting to greet us as we also enter into our heaven with our God. And I think that's the greatest thing all Christians have to look forward to and to be thankful for, that Jesus died for us and made a way for us to have that home together forever.
Will you pray with me? Our Father, we come before you, thanking you for all the great, numerous blessings that you give to us, both spiritually, most of all, Father, as well as the physical blessings that come to us. We're thankful, Father, that we can call you Father. That you look upon us as your children, caring for us, nurturing us through your word. Having sadness when we go astray, rejoicing when we return. We do thank you, Father, for your Son, your only begotten Son, our Savior, Jesus. For you were mindful of man in his fallen state. You saw the great divide that we could not overcome. Only your Son was able to bridge that gap. Thank you, Father, for his church. That all who would call upon his name from the day his church was founded unto this day, all those who name your name, Father, that you have set a hedge around us, that though we may walk away, none can take us. Thank you, Father, also for this church, for the members here, for the leadership of this church, guiding us as a flock of your people. Help us always, Father, to submit our wills to the leadership, and help us always to prove your word in the things that we do and the things that we say, so that when we go out into the world and our friends and our neighbors see us out and about, that they will question the things, why this hope lies within us. Pray, Father, for this nation. We thank you for the strength of this nation. For you holding up this land. We pray, Father, that the citizens of this nation will continue to seek you out so that we may remain in righteousness, and that you will continue to hold us up. We thank you, Father, for the wealth of this nation, that we have the opportunities to share in our wealth, both here as well as abroad, supporting preachers and faraway places, helping other preachers to go over on missions to continue to spread your word where your name is not very well known yet. Continue to watch over us, Father. Continue to hold us in your loving hands. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Good evening, everyone.
I tell you what, you all did a great job of providing us with a lot of good things here, and I appreciate everyone's contribution and participation in this evening. I'm going to start with the children also, and I'm going to go through these. They're all very, very good. I'm thankful for my home, my food, for Christ, for my friends, for my parents, my family. I'm thankful for video games, the resurrection, and movies. And I don't know if that's video games about movies that have to do with the resurrection. I'm not sure, but it's an interesting combination. I'm thankful for good food, for sure. For family, for God, for friends, for laws, for the Bible, and that people care about me and love me. That's a wonderful thought. It's good to know that the kids appreciate those things. I'm thankful for food, for faith, for hope, for our Lord. I'm thankful for the Bible, a family, a home, for prayer, for worship, for safety, for hospitals, and the church. I'm thankful for good food, for laws, for the Bible, for nice toys, for a house with heating and air conditioning. Wow, that's a great one, isn't it? All you have to do is have a power failure and you realize how much you miss that. I'm thankful for my parents and my cousins. I'm thankful for my church family, my aunts and uncles. I'm thankful for the world, for myself, and for my friends. I'm thankful for workers like construction workers and people who make food, a.k.a. farmers. I'm thankful for God and for Jesus. I'm thankful for paper and prayers and prayer sticks and pencils and Bibles. And then the last one from the children, I'm thankful for my mom's homemade cherry pie, for my mama and my daddy and my brothers. I'm thankful for Teddy that I sleep with each night, for horses and homes and my family, and Aria and baby dolls. I'm thankful for my mama's homemade rhubarb pie. We need to go to her house. I'm thankful for colors, for clothes and coats and food, water, milk, and rainbows. Very nice. I can't believe no one said they were thankful for M&M's, so I'm going to say that. And here's from the adults. I'm thankful for all the members here and their encouragement, for all the prayers and the results of them, thank you, Lord, for all the new babies, for the new families placing membership here. The growth is great. And I'm thankful for Forrest and the eldership and making great leaders and wise decisions. I'm thankful that God has blessed me with a kidney. I have been praying in the church also. My prayer was, Lord, if it be your will. I knew if not, I got the kidney, that I was still going to be blessed, even if I didn't get the kidney. I had kidney cancer and God did not let it spread. That's a blessing in itself. 6 years of treatment and I never asked God why. I believe God knows the reason for everything, and that was good enough for me. I knew God would take care of me. He has always been there in my life many times. Things happen, and I don't know why, but He's been there for me. But it will teach you to lean not on your own understanding, but on God's. Lord, I love you. Let us count good, not always looking at the bad times. I'm thankful that God has been with my husband, Jerry Parks, through his 3 surgeries and given him improvement on his symptoms. I'm thankful for Tim Patridge, sweet singer of Israel, and all the singing services he plans. They mean so much to me. I'm thankful for all the song leaders. This congregation is blessed with several song leaders. I'm thankful for Gwen's hugs. They are a blessing. I'm thankful for Verna's love for Eugene, and Eugene's personality are a blessing to me. I'm thankful for Shirley Brantley's faithfulness. It inspires me. I'm thankful for Forrest and Terry and appreciate the love and care they give to our precious faith, Thomas. Amen. I'm thankful for John Dugan and Jesse. I learned a lot from them, and they inspire me to do better. I thank God for the blessings of being a citizen of the United States. I'm thankful for doctors and nurses that cared for Teresa, Kevin, and Alyssa, and thank God for watching over them. I'm thankful for our new families that have moved to our area. They are loved and an encouragement to us. Thank you, God, for Forrest and our elders that keep us growing spiritually. I'm thankful for the good health that I enjoy, for my successful surgery and the successful surgery of our loved ones. And again, let's continue to pray for Alyssa that she gets through this problem she's dealing with tonight. I'm thankful also that I'm a citizen of the United States. I'm thankful for the good physical, emotional, and spiritual health of my family and of the church family here. I'm also thankful for my daughter-in-law, Jerry's pregnancy. She's in a very fragile state during these next few months, so please keep her in your prayers and the baby. I'm thankful that I've been blessed with my parents for another year. I know so many people who don't have their parents around anymore. And even though we get on each other's nerves at times, I am very thankful that I still have them with me. I'm thankful for the growth that we've had here at the East Dalton Church of Christ, for our new members that have moved here, for the souls that have been brought to Christ, and for the souls that have been restored to Christ. I'm thankful for every member of our family here. They are an encouragement to me. I'm thankful for the Bible class teachers, for Brother Forrest and his family, and for prayers answered on faith's behalf. I'm so happy that things are working out better for her. I can't imagine some of the things that some children have to go through, and it's a sad thing. I'm thankful that Brother Ryan and his wife Michelle were able to successfully adopt a baby this year. That baby is truly blessed because that baby's no longer addicted to drugs. It's not going to be raised in one of these horrendous nightmare homes. It's going to be raised to be a Christian and by two loving Christian parents. And that is a wonderful blessing for everyone involved. I'm thankful for my beautiful wife, JJ. It was a blessing meeting her and to have her in my life. I'm thankful for my two stepkids, Brendan and Madison, and my biggest blessing in my life, my daughter, Chloe. Everyone that's got a daughter can talk about their biggest blessing in their life. I'm thankful for my church family. I'm truly blessed to have a group of people there for me. And I'm thankful for my new job and may my family become blessed from it. I'm thankful for my family, but especially my church family and my adopted children. I'm thankful for the Lord and his sacrifice and for my home waiting for my arrival that he's prepared for me. Also, everything that I have right down to the air I breathe and the water I drink, I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for our elders, our deacons, our teachers, our song leaders. I'm thankful for Forrest and Terry and Willow and Silas and for all the little children of our congregation and for all the young mothers and fathers who care for them. We've been so blessed with new families that have moved our way and joined our church family. And we sincerely are grateful for that. We are thankful for the strength that God gave our family during the 6 months that we had to live apart. Also, the strength and courage he gave us to move to a new part of the country. We are thankful also for God's blessing us with a great church family. I've been pretty blessed in that I haven't had to do a whole lot of moving in my lifetime. Starlet and I moved to Houston in 1980. That was the biggest move, and we were there for 4 years. And I don't know what we would have done without the church. We hadn't been faithful at that time. Starlet wasn't a Christian, and we started worshiping there at the encouragement of my dad. He said, you need to be going to church. And so we started worshiping there, and she was baptized. I was restored, and it was just a wonderful blessing to become a part of that family down there. And of course, that's one of the great things about the United States. Just about anywhere you move to, not always, but just about anywhere you might have to move, you're going to find a church family there. And so I understand how appreciative you are whenever you move somewhere to a new location and you find a good church family. So we're blessed to have these new families, and I appreciate your sentiment, Deborah and Kevin, and the fact that you found us, and we're happy that you did. Everyone has been so caring and welcoming to our family. Lastly, but definitely not least, we are thankful for our health, especially Hunter's health. He has been able to control his diabetes with medication and diet. The doctor has discontinued the insulin shots given with meals and feels confident that we will be able to discontinue the insulin shots at bedtime also. God is good. Of course, that's from the Hensons. I'm thankful for the compassion, the wisdom, and experience of Art Adams and his willingness to share it. I'm thankful for the exuberance of Willow and her zealous invitations for people to join us at church. I'm thankful for her generous spirit and love of learning. I'm thankful for the incredible obstetricians I've been blessed with that have delivered my children safely. I'm thankful for a career that is flexible and a supervisor that kept my job waiting while I was recovering from childbirth. I'm thankful for co-workers that brighten my day. I'm thankful for a second chance at motherhood. It's so much easier to have patience knowing certain seasons will pass. I'm thankful for Faith and the gentle, quiet spirit she displays with Silas, the care she takes, including Willow in play, and her continuing choice to attend church and worship our Lord. I'm thankful for the trust Bev placed in us and our church family to continue caring for Faith spiritually and physically. I'm thankful for the Lord providing us materially when I was unable to work, for providing for us materially when I was unable to work. I'm thankful for wonderful neighbors that have become friends as well, and having people I can trust to care for my children on a moment's notice. I'm thankful for Wendy and Haley and their desire to faithfully attend services whenever they're able. I'm also thankful for the acceptance and encouragement they've received. I'm thankful for the grief I have experienced, and that it has enabled me to better serve and comfort others. I'm thankful that we can gather together without fear of imprisonment or worse. I'm thankful that I chose a career that has given me the capability to usually figure out what is wrong with me, even if it makes me a terrible patient. Amen to that. RNs are the worst patients. Tongue in cheek. I'm thankful for my parents teaching me what my first priority in life should be. I'm thankful for those I can lean on when I need to be lifted up. I'm thankful for the beauty of creation. I'm thankful for the lessons I'm taught about God through the relationships I have with my children. His greatness grows as I learn to have patience and mercy. I'm thankful for prayers answered, and am mindful that His thoughts are not my thoughts. I'm thankful for Children's Hospital and the wonderful care and concern they take with my children. I tell you what, we are blessed to be in this part of the country. We have got some superb hospitals, Children's, Cardinal Glennon are both two of them, and I don't think you can find better care for children. I'm thankful for hope and persistence. I'm thankful for all the prayers I've received to restore my health to a level where I can return to caring for my children. The prayer of a righteous man availeth much. I'm thankful for those who help me care for my biological children and my children in the faith while Forrest is speaking. I have trouble asking for help, and I am thankful for those that offer without asking. I am thankful for days that require very little of me and time to myself. I'm thankful for the people God has brought into our lives this past year. We are blessed knowing them and blessed watching the church grow with those interested in spiritual matters. I'm thankful for our elders and the kindness and consideration they always show our family. I'm thankful that I was able to show Forrest Grandma Grace as a child. I'm sorry, let me reread this. I am thankful that I was able to know Forrest Grandma Grace as a child and as an adult. She accepted me without question as part of her family and never ceased telling me to hold on to what I had because they didn't make them like her grandson anymore. I choose to be thankful for my thorn in the flesh as it has given me even more understanding and compassion for those who have chronic illnesses that are more difficult than I could have possibly imagined. He may have come with difficulty and caused even more, but I am so very thankful that my sweet baby boy is here happy and healthy. He brought the healing of my spirit that I needed so very much. I'm thankful for a husband who has stuck with me through rocky, uncharted territory and his faith and assurance of brighter days and of his willingness to take on whatever I couldn't. I'm thankful for each and every member here that chooses to worship our Lord, put him first, and proclaim him to those they interact with. I'm thankful for my home. This is another list. I'm thankful for my home, for my job, my family, my marriage, my church family and their support. I'm thankful for blessings enough for my family and to help others. I'm thankful for the Bible class that I'm able to teach and their excitement for being there. I'm thankful for the successful surgeries and improving health of loved ones. I'm thankful for the growth of my spiritual and earthly family. And I'm thankful, and this to me is just the best one to sum it up, the small things that I don't even notice at times. And that just includes all those little things in our life that we don't realize they're there and that they're a blessing from God until all of a sudden they're not there. And the list goes on and on, all the things for which we're thankful. We could do this for weeks, couldn't we? We could all prepare another list for next Wednesday. But in just a moment, Brother Forrest is going to have a few words to share with us. But I do want to thank everyone for participating tonight, for the encouragement you've given me. And if you realize all of a sudden there's something you wanted to list but you forgot, make a note of it. We'll be doing it again next year if the Lord wills. Brother Forrest.
Well, as expected, it's been very encouraging to be here with you this evening. Appreciate you all coming out and all the participation. And it just wouldn't be a time with each other until we had an invitation, so here we go. In Isaiah 51, in the first three verses, it says, "Listen to me, you who pursue righteousness, you who seek the Lord. Look to the rock from which you were hewn, and to the quarry from which you were dug. Look to Abraham your father, and to Sarah who bore you. For he was but one when I called him, that I might bless him and multiply him. For the Lord comforts Zion. He comforts all her waste places and makes her wilderness like Eden, her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness will be found in her, thanksgiving and the voice of song." In these verses, the Spirit is speaking through Isaiah, and he's speaking to those people who are pursuing righteousness. It's a rare group often in Judah and Israel, and here it's those who are actually his faithful and those who are seeking him. And he speaks of a time when of restoration is going to come, a time of great blessing, a time when there will be praise and song, when there will be thanksgiving and gladness and joy from all of his people. And of course, he's speaking of the time in the future of the Messiah, the restoration of his people. Often when we read of a rock in the prophets or anywhere in Scripture, it often refers to God as the rock, but not so in this illustration that we just read here in Isaiah. In this illustration, the rock that they were hewn from and the quarry they were dug from as a people is referring to Abraham and Sarah. And he's saying, look at Abraham and Sarah. He's calling the righteous to remember them and their situation. Yeah, at one time, they were physically like a barren wasteland, like a desert. They couldn't have children. They were promised that they'd be a great nation, but it just wasn't happening. And they finally got to the age when it was physically impossible for them to have any children. But at that time is when God then turned that wilderness into Eden, turned into a garden. And then they were fruitful, they multiplied, blessed with Isaac, and then they became a great nation and a great people. And he's calling his people to remember them because God's going to work like that again. There's going to be time of desolation, there's going to be time of destruction for them, there's going to be a time where it's going to seem like a desert in their land and amongst them as a people. But that time of blessing, a time when they're going to celebrate and they're going to be thankful and there's going to be joy and a multitude of blessings is going to come again. He's reminding them again of that time of restoration that's about to be coming in their future. Really, as we think of that, that's how God always works. He's giving an example here of Abraham and Sarah and saying, hey, remember that, how I blessed them when it was barren. It's going to happen to you. But God always works like that. He always has, and he still does. Often in our lives, there's times when we might describe it as a time of desolation, a time of a desert, a time when there's destruction, when things might be falling apart in our lives. And I think there's a whole lot of bad things happening, things we'd never gone through before. But even in those times, God brings joy. He brings blessings. It doesn't stop. He continues to bless. No matter what's going on in our lives, we are surrounded by blessings. We are showered by blessings. We have a multitude of things to be thankful for. I think we've seen that tonight as well. And many situations happen in people's lives in this congregation, and many things are happening, but there's abundance of blessing. As Kevin said, we could go on and on with all the blessings that we have, despite what our situation may be like in life. And that's especially true for those who are in Christ. That is always the case. Those in Christ always have a multitude of blessings to be thankful for. The blessings that are found in Christ, those don't go away. No matter what is happening, even if they couldn't pinpoint some sort of physical blessing, which is hard to do, even if they couldn't pinpoint that, they still have all the blessings that heaven has to offer in Christ. Our salvation, our hope, our eternal home that Brother Dave brought up, all these things are the abundant blessings that we always have. And that's the ultimate reason for joy that Isaiah was pointing to. That's the ultimate reason for celebration and thanksgiving that was going to be coming, is those blessings that were going to be coming in Christ. And that's our ultimate reason for joy. That's our ultimate reason for thanksgiving. So tonight, if you're not in Christ, you may have many physical blessings. I know you have many physical blessings. God says he gives his rain and his sun on the just and unjust. Everyone gets his blessings. But even with all the physical blessings you can imagine, you don't even have the tiniest portion of what God wants to give you through his Son. And by grace, through faith, you can be cleansed in the waters of baptism. You can be joined to his Son. You can be buried. You can be united. You can rise up a new creation and have every blessing that heaven has to offer. And if that's your need, then take advantage of that this evening. We'd love to help you with that. We have water that's waiting. We have time. I have all the time that you need for anyone who'd want to come to Christ. Also, we have the great blessing of prayer that was mentioned tonight as well. We have a blessing and an opportunity tonight where we are all together, where we all can talk to our Father as one, where we can all have the same petition, where we can back each other up. We can come to him as a group of his children and say, we all want this. We all desire this. We want you to help this person or that person. And if that's your need, if you have a struggle that you're going through right now, whether it be pain, whether it be sickness, whether it be some issue, some emotional distress, something that you want help with and you want the members of the family here to pray with you for, we'd love to do that too. If there's any way we can help you this evening, just let us know and come forward as we stand and as we sing a song.
When upon life's billows you are tempest-tossed, when you are discouraged thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done. So amid the conflict, whether great or small, do not be discouraged, God is over all. Count your many blessings, angels will attend. Help and comfort give you to your journey's end. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done.
Please be seated and we'll have our announcements. Everybody's got to be thankful that they were here tonight to hear that, right? It's always an encouragement to be at this particular service, for me anyway. I get a lot out of it, get a little teary-eyed sometimes with some of them, and it's a really great thing to hear, you know, how many things that we're all commonly thankful for and that we're all mindful of those things. So thank you for being here tonight. Just wanted to go over a few announcements that were announced on Sunday, but Stella Yanni is in a regular room, and we got an update. Sounding great. Okay, good. Fantastic. Still needs prayer. She's going to be fighting an infection, right? Okay. Fantastic. That's fantastic. Answered prayer. Very good. Nick Behrman, he is doing better. He went home, had his shunt replaced. Okay, so that's very good. Very good. My mom found out she's not down in the back. She's got knee issues. So please, she had an MRI. She's going to have an MRI tomorrow. So please pray for her, and hopefully they can do something to help her out. Also, obviously, Alyssa Daniels is in the hospital right now, so please pray for her earnestly this evening as much as you can, that the blood clots can be taken care of and that she'll be returned home as soon as possible. Let's see. Terry and Angela Wolf were sick, and I believe are still sick. Barb Price is still not with us yet. Let's see. Remember, we got the teachers' meeting December 7th, and that will be in between services at 5 o'clock on December 7th. That's still kind of far away, but if you're planning on being a teacher or you are a teacher, please make plans to attend that meeting. There is a communion sign-up list for this coming year, so please sign up for that so that we can get that all planned out and prepared. Any other announcements at this time? Jerry?
The women that are on the list in the back that said they would help with the cutting out things for the baby class, if they wanted to do it and they want to see me up front, have some stuff that they can cut out, take home and cut out, but it won't be needed until the end of December.
Okay, but you want to get a jump on things. Okay. Jerry Ann is planning ahead, so if you're itching to cut something out, get with Jerry Ann. Marcia. add Marcia's mom to your guys' prayer list and pray for her. Anything else? If not, let's all stand. We'll be led in our closing song and our closing prayer. We'll be led by Will Patridge.
That stone is made head cornerstone, which builders did despise. This is the doing of the Lord, and wondrous in our eyes. This is the day the Lord hath made. Let us be glad and sing. Oh,
God, we do always give thee the praise, the glory that we can give to thee, and thankful for the glory that we have that you give to us through Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. We're thankful as we have shared together the blessings of many of our loved ones here, and we share together in heart with all the blessings that we have, and each and every one here that do have those blessings. As we realize continually, dear Father, we cannot count the blessings that we have, but we can just simply say everything that we are, everything that we're able to do, the control of our minds is a blessing from Thee, that we can conduct our lives on this earth and do the physical things that we need to do to sustain our lives. These are all blessings that you have given mankind, and we share in those. And again, dear Father, as we continually say, our minds focus daily and many times moment by moment of the things that we do, and realize that through the blessings that you give us, we have the capabilities to do the physical things that we do. We have the capability of understanding thy holy will, being able to overcome the sinful things that beset us. And Father, we can always pray and come unto thee and work things out. And Father, we pray that you would forgive us. Sometimes we become doubtful. It seems like things are not going the way that they need to go. But yet we know with our patience and our striving to overcome, you do bless us and we do overcome and continue our battle of sin as it would be in this life, the things that sin bring upon us, that we wish they didn't, but failing health and all of these things in our lives, they're a part of our life, that we can overcome them and look forward to that perfect life that we can have with Thee through our obedience unto Thee and striving toward the goal of heaven, to be with Thee, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and those ones that have gone on before us who were faithful in the Lord. Again, dear Father, we thank you that we have the power of prayer, ever realizing, as the thoughts were this evening, that we can come to the highest one that there is, and that's you, dear God. We can come to thee and talk to thee and just reason things out and ask for your help. All of the power of prayer we have. Thank you, dear God, for that. And as we close this service, we do not close our minds. We do not close our prayers. Continue to pray for each and every one. Sister Alyssa, we pray, dear Lord, that you will bless the minds and the hands of the doctors, and bless, she's in your hands, dear God, and we pray for the richest blessings upon her and healing, and continue the blessings of each and every one that have gone through the recent operations, continuing to heal those others mentioned here this evening that are facing tests and the struggles with their health. We pray that you will continue to bless them, dear Lord. We always ask for your help, that thy will be done, we know, and we understand that. But yet these are your blessings to us. Thank you, dear God, that I'm able to be here this evening to share with these blessings of each and every one. And each and every one of them come home to me, because I'm thankful for all of that too. This is our prayer in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. And amen.